This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S.-brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election. It also reflected a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about arch-enemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. Political analyst Uzi Rabi in an AP interview says the deal is a much-needed win for both sides.
President Donald Trump is going to be benefited from that. At least this is what he thinks, that he could take it as kind of a very, very profitable event for his election. Israel, well, we might say almost the same thing about Benjamin Netanyahu.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Thursday called on all U.S. governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 166,000 people in the United States. Biden made the call for a nationwide mandate on masks after a virtual meeting with public health advisors.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum.
Public health officials agree that wearing masks in public slows the spread of the respiratory disease that has infected more than 5.2 million Americans. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the COVID-19 pandemic threatens peace and risks new conflicts. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Guterres has told Security Council talks on the challenge of sustaining peace during the pandemic that his March 23 call for ceasefires around the world to tackle the coronavirus led to a number of warring parties to take steps to de-escalate and stop fighting, but in many instances parties have not suspended hostilities. His predecessor, Ban Ki-moon, has criticised the Security Council for wasting valuable months and not adopting a resolution until July 1, demanding an immediate cessation of hostilities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand officials were scrambling to trace the source of an outbreak of the coronavirus, reporting 14 new cases on Thursday, as long lines of people formed to escape a renewed lockdown in the country's biggest city or be tested for the virus. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Earlier this week, New Zealand was the envy of the world with zero cases of the coronavirus for more than 3 months. But now Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has switched gears, tightened restrictions and renewed a lockdown in the country's biggest city. 2 days ago, the discovery of four infected family members in Auckland shocked the country and raised some criticism of the government's handling of the virus. Then on Thursday, 13 new cases were identified that linked back to the infected family through work or broader family connections. The 14th case was an overseas arrival in quarantine that also tested positive. Ardern said it was a good sign that all the new 13 cases were linked back to the infected family and were being transferred to quarantine too.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A lot of people filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, but the number is falling from past weeks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits fell below 1 million for the first time in 5 months, with 963,000 workers seeking jobless aid last week. That was 228,000 fewer people from the previous week. The four-week moving average was also down. It fell to 1.25 million. In all, about 15.5 million people are receiving jobless aid right now, a level unseen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Last week's decline in claims does suggest layoffs are slowing, though the total still exceeds the pre-pandemic record of just under 700,000. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll